Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Fellas! Yeah! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the big show, really big show. No Joel Blank today. He is enjoying some family time. Barry Laminack, Nick Sciarra, Jose Partida with you for another hour. You can get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776. You can text or email or text or call that number, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Parjay94. A couple of folks chiming in. Eric said, I know you're talking basketball, but when you see that Javi Baez has 30 home runs and 100 RBIs, did you expect him to have this kind of power? And would you pick, and who would you pick at shortstop, Baez or Lindor? I think eventually you could see him moving towards those kind of power numbers. I mean, that's been the MO of that position, is to get some sort of pop there. But I like Francisco Lindor at shortstop. I think that dude is the future. I think that dude is the truth. And that's who I go with. Nick, any feeling on that one way or the other?
On Baez?
Yeah, Baez versus Lindor.
What's the deal with him shaking a waffle maker after hitting a home run? What's the deal with that?
What?
Apparently, as a celebration for one of his home runs, I believe it was against the Phillies.
Okay.
He, like, shakes this waffle maker in the dugout.
I have no idea. As celebration. What that is. I have no idea. I don't even know. Somebody asked me, why do the Astros do this thing with their hands? And if you don't know what it is, I mean, I'm sure if you've watched the game, you've seen it, but it looks like they're exercising with shake weights, but they don't have any in their hands, is probably the best way to. Or it looks like Jose Partida alone on Labor Day at his house. But I don't know what the hell they're doing.
But Baez is legit. What was that, 29 home runs? What was the question again?
Who do you think, where the hell did it go? Were you surprised about his power, and would you pick Baez or Lindor at shortstop?
Yes, I am surprised of his power because I didn't expect that. And I don't know in terms of shortstop, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought that celebration was hilarious.
I haven't seen the waffle maker thing. I mean, I'm sticking with it. I just pulled up his career numbers for Baez. And, I mean, he's tracked. You could tell he's been on the he's been tracking towards that power. He had 14 in 2016, 23 last year, 30 this year. And the year's not over yet, but for me, defensively, production-wise, consistently, Francisco Lindor is just ridiculous. And for him, to me, the ceiling is the roof. So,
the ceiling is the roof.
Somebody said that Yuli Gurriel must have heard me talking trash about him.
Yeah.
Because he hit a home run in 4-0 Astros. That was a while back. That was like a 240. So,
yep.
I haven't checked in on the game. Also, got this text. Disgruntled Texas Tech fan here. Attended the Tech versus Ole Miss game at NRG on Saturday. Same old Tech, undisciplined defense, stupid penalties, awful special teams play, poor coaching calls. Is Kingsbury fired before the end of the season?
I don't know if it's before the end of the season, but if they continue to produce the way that they're producing now, I think it's going to eventually happen. I think this is the year. I think there's a pretty big consensus out there that Kyle has to do something, otherwise he's going to get the can, I believe.
Yeah, they love that dude up there, though. And he's one of them. So I eventually they can't keep underperforming like this. But look, it's Tech. You're never going to be you're never going to be the cream of the crop in the Big 12 unless you got a guy that can really recruit and does some special things like Mike Leach did when he was there. And, I mean, Mike Leach has proven that he can take, you know, lemons and make lemonade out of it. He did it in Washington State. He did it in Texas Tech. I just don't know if Kingsbury, I mean, he was riding high for what he did elsewhere. But when it comes to recruiting and having to be the man, it's a whole different ballgame. And Texas Tech is always going to be a team that, it finds it difficult to recruit. I mean, there's, you know, the big names in Texas, TCU, UT, A&M, they're always going to get the cream of the crop, Oklahoma, Alabama. There's a lot of teams that come into Texas and pilfer. If you're not getting a lot of five-star recruits, man, it's just going to be tough to compete day in and day out, even in the Big 12. So,
yeah, I mean, I think if Texas Tech is realistic about their expectations in terms of success, perhaps he has another year in him. But I mean, there's some things to look forward to. I think if you're a Texas Tech fan, I think that TJ Vasher or Vasher kid or whatever, he had like some incredible catch. So there's spots on the team that you can be excited for if you're a Texas Tech fan, as long as you have some realistic expectations.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get fired this year, but I think in the middle of the year. I think if they end up not missing a bowl game, which is likely, then you'd probably look at discussing moving on from the Cliff Kingsbury era. But right now, no, I don't think so. I mean, there's some opportunities. They've got a difficult schedule. They've got West Virginia, TCU, Oklahoma, Texas. We'll see what Texas is still. Oak State's always a tough game for them. So we'll see. It's not looking promising, but this is a team that is always going to be second class because of recruiting, because it's not a sexy place to play. I don't know if you've ever been to Lubbock, but I think they're most known for dust and herpes. That's literally
dust. Yes, the herpes part I'm not familiar with. Why herpes?
There was some poll that came out a long time ago about schools with the most STDs or most STDs.
And Texas Tech led the way?
Well, they were up there. They were.
Where was Houston?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I just know that Texas Tech was like,
I find that careful. Fascinating, though. That's a good blog post. Yeah. Campuses with the most STDs.
Right. I guess you're AKA party schools. No, that's not the same.
San Diego State, Arizona State.
Yeah, all the states and techs, right?
Alabama, right? That's a party school? Northwestern is kind of a party school?
Alabama. No. Did you Google this or what?
I'm about to. College campuses with STDs.
Highest STD rate for a long time.
Apparently that's why they call Tech Raider Rash.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. This is such a fun topic. Who else has herpes?
I mean, I don't know. I think, though, it's interesting. What's interesting to me is Tech
USC definitely has herpes all over that campus. San Diego State for sure. Because everybody knows that school is easy to get into. You just apply and you make it. So there's definitely STDs on San Diego State. Arizona State, there's an academic standard at Arizona State. So
I don't think they're kind of known as a party school though.
Wasn't there an escort scandal there too?
There was an escort scandal. There was an escort scandal at Arizona State?
Wasn't it?
There might have been. Okay, so Arizona State, if you're there, then you're probably going to get the herp, right? Then you got San Diego State. Who else?
I don't know, but I just pulled up an article. So as this loads, let's see here. Best and worst. All right, the 10 most sexually healthy colleges. Are you ready for the best?
Rice
the
University.
Well, they don't have sex. I don't even think they can participate in a study. Number one, Oregon State.
What's going on in Oregon State? I can believe
nothing.
That.
Number two, Boise State.
I can believe
Florida
that.
Florida Atlantic, Nebraska. Yeah.
Colorado. None of which are party schools.
No, or have hot women. Well, I'm guessing, maybe Oregon State, maybe. Colorado State, Rutgers, San Jose State, University of Connecticut, University of Colorado, and UNLV.
They're clean.
Yes.
All clean.
That's what it says, according to them.
All right, now the dirty campuses.
Where the hell did it go?
Okay. Let's see.
Here it is. All right. The 10 least sexually healthy colleges. Ooh. All right. A lot of Texas schools. All right. Number one, Marquette University in Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We know what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
STDU is Marquette University. Number two on the list, Vanderbilt out of Tennessee.
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
They're smart at Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Apparently not. Well,
that's an anomaly.
Maybe they don't believe in condoms or something. I don't know. Okay. It's Tennessee. What do you expect? Number three, University of Louisiana at Monroe.
That's, no surprise there.
Nope. Number four, University of Tulsa. Number five on the least sexually healthy colleges is Southern Methodist University, SMU.
Really?
Checking in with the flare-ups. Number six, Troy University. Number seven, University of Notre Dame. So that's two schools in the top seven that claim to be religious
Notre Dame
schools.
Right. It's respected. It's, you know, yeah, faith-based.
It's but a Catholic school.
But at the same time, I can see some partying going down at Notre Dame.
Like, dude, here's what's crazy. So if you take so they have their STD rate, okay, listed. So it's per 100,000 students. Their STD rate at Notre Dame, 397 per 1,000 students, okay? To give you an idea, at the other religious one that we've named, Southern Methodist University, 818 STDs per 100,000 students.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then it's like there's – I'm trying to find the highest on here that I've listed so far. University of Louisiana Monroe. This is not good. 1,534 per 100,000 is the STD rate. 268% above the national average.
See, they don't even get fist bumps. That many people?
No.
They don't even get fist bumps.
All right, number eight on the list, Duke University. What's up with the smart schools not wrapping it up?
That is weird.
Are you ready? Another religious-based, faith-based school and Texas clocking in at number nine, TCU.
Oh, my
God. Texas Christian University, 601 STDs per 100,000, 44% above the national average, and number 10th, University of Pennsylvania. So Texas Tech, I'm happy to announce, they've either all quit college and everybody with the herps went away, or they just weren't having flare-ups when this poll was taken. I don't know what was, but there's your top 10 least sexually healthy colleges. So there's your update. So I guess I can't put that on Texas Tech anymore, can I?
I guess you can't.
Got to switch that to TCU now.
I figured TCU, Jerry Sandusky would have started something over there at Penn State. Right?
TCU, SMU, and Notre Dame, your three faith-based colleges, all in the top 10 least healthy.
Would have never guessed.
Nope, me either. I didn't even know that they were banging there. So, all right, we got a lot more to go. We got 45 minutes left. This is The Usual Suspects. If you want to call, get in on the action, 713-780-3776 is the number. Hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at Parjay94. We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank today. Barry, Nick, and Jose Partida with you. We got about three more segments, 45 minutes left to go in the show. 713-780-3776 if you want to discuss your college, your alma mater's STD rates. We did that in the last segment. If you missed it, you can go back to podcastarena.com and check
Houston
it out.
Houston wasn't on the list, ladies. No. Just saying. Houston was not on the list.
U of H proud. Well, that's because, you know what? No one's banging anyone from Houston.
See, that's not true. That's not true. It's a commuter school.
Oh?
Yeah, that, so you get all walks of life from all over the city. There's a lot of banging going down at the University of Houston. I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, is there?
About.
Is that sex U, huh? There's just all kind of U of H downtown is just... Everyone that goes there is just getting it in.
Not to the point where there's STDs, but enough.
You realize that most people that go to U of H are like 50 and have kids. So
that's not true. That's not true. That's at the University of Houston downtown.
Hey, hold up. Don't disrespect my Gators.
That's Jose's campus.
The what?
That's kind of true.
the U of H downtown?
Yeah, he went to the bitch branch. I went to the real deal. Yeah. Yeah. What do you got to say about that, Jose?
Wow.
That's what I say to. That's what I've told Joel. So don't feel bad, because he's always saying that he went to Wisconsin, when we all know he went to the bitch branch, Wisconsin rugby. We all know that.
Wisconsin lacrosse.
We all know that. You didn't go to Wisconsin, Joel. Stop it.
That's like saying I went to UT, San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio. Exactly. By the way, Raheel went to. He admitted that he went to UT San Antonio. Now, did he go to UT San Antonio or did he go to UT?
Raheel?
He admitted. I don't know if it was like for like the first year or two, and then maybe he transferred.
Yeah, he transferred from UTSA.
Okay, because I wasn't going to give him credit either if that was the case.
No, hell no.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you don't get. No.
If you went to UTSA, you better add the SA at the end of it. I'm sorry. Yeah,
if you went to Lone Star Kingwood, that's not the same as Lone Star Main Campus. That's not like,
well,
you don't disrespect my Lone Star.
Well,
fighting,
I disagree with you there. That's pretty much the same garbage. Let's be honest.
The library books or whatever the hell they're called.
That's the same garbage. Lone Star Kingwood, Lone Star Cut and Shoot, all that is the same garbage, but I'm sorry.
There's no Lone Star.
I'm with you on that, though, because one of my producer friends here at the station also graduated from UHD, but claims U of H like his own. I couldn't do that.
Actually, I'm actually okay with it. I say that and I'm joking. Houston's not that reputable of a school. Or maybe I should be proud of that. I don't know.
They let you know real quick that it's not the same thing. Especially the snobby U of H folks will let you know that UHD, not the same thing.
I don't. It doesn't bother me that much. But if you went to Texas San Antonio and you're going around claiming Texas, I have a problem. If you went to, I don't know,
Texas A&M Corpus Christi, not the same thing.
Yep. Or Texas A&M Houston, that not the same thing. Like,
also, UH, UHD, no one's having sex at UH. There's no D at UH. So.
Hey, look, that's Jose. That's Jose.
That was the stupidest joke.
Jose's
got to
defend himself there.
Today.
Full disclosure, I went to University of Houston downtown for like 2 semesters.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you transfer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. Okay. Well, they didn't have my degree, even if I wanted to, so.
Oh.
They didn't have journalism. They had communication. But, as you know, I'm a full-blown professional journalist.
What was your major?
Journalism, I just said.
I know. And what was your minor?
Business.
Jose, what was your major?
Public communication.
What was your minor?
I did not have one.
Really?
Wait a second.
You could do that? Don't you have to have a minor?
Isn't that required?
No.
It's not? You don't have to have a minor?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Well, why did I have to get a minor?
A lot of time and money.
Exactly that, Nick.
That's
finesse you out your money.
No one's going to ask me what I got my associates in.
We're from Lone Star or University of Phoenix?
Yeah, from Lone Star, bitch. Don't you talk bad about the Lone Star Fighting
Lone
Library
Lone Star
books.
Kingwood representing.
I'll throw that L up. Isn't that
the
ironic?
Campus has a different mascot, right?
I don't know, dude.
None of them deserve. Lone Star doesn't deserve a mascot. Okay, let's just be honest.
It's like a sad face. That's the mascot. It's just a sad.
They have a mascot if someone volunteers to be the mascot. Then there's a mascot.
Every time this comes up, somebody will text the show or tweet to me and tell me what the mascot is. And every time I don't care enough to commit it to memory. And it's the only place I went to school. I mean, I went to other places, but it was the last place I went to school. And it just, like, I did like one semester at Sam Houston State. And then transferred to a community college, and that's where I stayed. Like, it was just.
What made
you
go to Sam Houston State, though?
My ex-wife. So I was, when I graduated in 92 from Jersey Village, go Falcons, whoop. I graduated there, moved up to Conroe, and was living with my mom, and met my soon-to-be wife, and she played softball at Sam Houston on a full ride scholarship. Yeah, she was Husky. And she was a big gal, like not like fat, like, but she was just like, I wouldn't fight
thick.
Her. I'll tell you. Yeah. Thick. She was
with
thick.
Two C's? Thick with two C's.
Yes, exactly. She was stout. And we're talking
the same ex-wife that beat somebody on the street, right? Like at a red light.
Yes. That one.
Oh,
one that whooped somebody's ass at a red
light.
I remember in Conroe. Yeah. She was the catcher for the Sam Houston State softball team. So. She was not to be fooled with, but she was living there, and I moved in with her, and then I just decided, oh, you know what, I'll go to college. So I did one semester, and I took a radio, television, and film class, and like, I don't know what else. I remember the radio, no, it was a history class with a guy named Mr. Shadle, and he walks into the room and he goes, "Shadle means skull, and I'll kill all of you if you don't pay attention." I was like, okay.
This Do you remember is not- his first name?
No. But then I only reason I remember this dude is because you ever seen somebody that when they start to talk, like sweat, or not sweat, but spit pools on the side of their mouth? Have you ever seen that?
No.
This dude, when he would do lectures, and it would be an hour and a half class, he would lecture the whole time, and he would, by the time it was over, he looked like a Rottweiler. He just had drool and spit all
He probably couldn't help himself.
Oh, my God. No, he could. Dude, wipe your mouth. Take a sip of water, something. It was disgusting. Because
I've seen people do that. Now that you explain it, I've seen, but you're probably right. You can just wipe your, I mean.
Yeah. Just give it a little, you know, something like, no, it wasn't like he had like, you know, cerebral palsy or something like that. This was a normal dude that just, had an excessive spit in his mouth and it would pool on the, and then the whole class would just be disgusted.
That was a situation that even the bosses weren't going to approach him about. You know what I mean? It was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I found
bad.
A list of some of the Lone Star mascots.
Oh, did you?
Sweet.
Should we talk about that on the other side?
Yeah, we can do that because I'm interested to know. We'll do them real quick. Just do them real quick. Yeah, yeah.
So North Harris, which is the one closest to my house, is the Hurricanes.
Oh, wow. That was not good.
So what's the mascot? The Timberwolves. Monty is the Mavericks.
The Timberwolves?
And Cypher is the Falcons.
Wait, Tomball is the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Tomball is the Timberwolves.
There are no Timberwolves in Tomball. Why in the hell is the Tomball Lone Star campus the Timberwolves? That is the dumbest.
Yeah.
It should be like the Tomball Possums. What are the other ones?
What are the other ones, Jose?
That's the ones I can see so far.
So I heard Tomball. What was after Tomball?
Monty Mavericks?
The Montgomery County one is the Mavericks?
Yeah.
That's the one I went to, Lone Star Montgomery.
Monty the Mavericks.
I'm okay with stealing some of the Texas ones as long as it doesn't make, you know, like, because the Timberwolves doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's stupid. That'd be like, oh, it's Lone Star Spring. We're the polar bears. No, you're idiots. That's not, who voted on this? That's ridiculous. I don't understand it. All right, we got about a half hour left in the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in on the conversation with us, you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at ParJ94. We'll be back after this. But first, I have to tell you about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, because man, oh man, I am excited to get back to Wichita. I've been eating nothing but sandwiches on the road, and I cannot wait to get in and get me a Himalayan Heat Burger from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. The food is outstanding. Here's what I want you to do right now. Pull out your phone, pull out your laptop, or if you're on your computer, go to Instagram and add Cowboys and Indians, CNI713. Just add them to your Instagram follows and check out the food that they have. And when I tell you that the food tastes as good as it looks in those pictures, you don't believe me, but I'm telling you it's the truth. And all the listeners that have gone, that have gotten back to me, have validated that. I think you'll do the same. Get out there and try it and let me know what you think. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Like I said, CNI713 on Instagram, CNI713 on Facebook. Give them a follow. Check it out. They'll answer questions if you got them. You can hit them up and ask questions about the menu. But, dude, the menu is so diverse. That's what's really cool about it. It's Cowboys and Indians. So it's Southern comfort food and Indian food. And some of the best Indian food you'll have in the city. Haas has taken these family recipes that have been passed down over generations, perfected them in the Cowboys and Indians kitchen, and then he brings them to you. Like some of the best butter chicken in the city of Houston, hands down. They've got a chicken curry that you're really going to like. I had a skewer of like chicken and kebab. It was, I don't even know what the hell it was called. It was legit good, though. Lamb vindaloo is really good out there as well. And again, it's so diverse that if you didn't want to do like Southern comfort food, you just wanted to eat healthy because you're on a diet like I always am, they've got just a grilled chicken with green beans and rice that fits in perfectly. If you're eating bad, I want to suggest, this is my go-to, but get the red velvet cake before you leave. I know you'll be full because the portions are huge. Grab you some red velvet cake and eat it later on that night. You'll thank me when you do it. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Don't forget, full service bar, trivia nights on Wednesdays, and you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Just remember, guys, whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. 30 minutes left and then the Blitz takes over. No Joel Blank today, filling in for him. Nick Sciarra, kind enough to jump out from behind the glass and join me on the show. Much appreciated. Jose Partida also filling in. Appreciate you, man. If you want to get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-ESPN. You can call us. You can text the show. We'll read those. You can also tweet us at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at ParJ94. We respond to those tweets as well. Big Dog said, Ohio State is legit, lean and clean. And I said, well, be careful, player, because when we were talking about those STDs, I just read the top 10. You don't know. Ohio State could be number 11.
How are they not in there?
Yeah. Ohio, dirty, dirty state.
Oh, so we're not just insulting one city in Ohio. We're insulting the whole damn state.
Mm-hmm. Probably a flare-up state situation.
Hey, Barry.
Who the hell was that?
Did you not say 2.5 in the rear and a half still to go?
I told him that we screwed that up, but I did get 2 in the books, 1 to go. Plenty more
you
of
did
the
that right?
big show. Yeah, I nailed that one. Dude, I practiced all weekend because I knew once I found out he wasn't going to be here, I was like, I'm going to screw that up.
I think what's crazy is you were able to nail that with a golf ball in your mouth because this is what you sound like today. Hey, guys, it's Barry Laminack. I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
It's not that bad.
You heard it on the way in?
It's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a bunch of texts and stuff like that about him sounding like he's underwater.
Barry's on his cell phone. That's what it is.
You know, it would be nice to go one day. One freaking day without you being a dick. It would be so nice.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, trust me. We just had our friendship anniversary. You don't think I don't know this?
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah. 10 years if we've been, is it 10 or 8?
I think it's 8.
8 years we've been friends.
Yeah, boy, did y'all look younger in those pictures.
Hey, listen.
It's true.
Everyone looked younger and skinnier 8 years ago, Nick.
I look exactly the same.
You,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were probably still bald and looked like you were 70.
Barry,
so.
I don't think you were skinnier 8 years ago.
That's true.
I've been bald for 8 years, so I know I look the same.
That's true.
Some of us might have been skinnier 8 years ago. You gone the other way.
Bro, I was fat with braces, and you were skinny and handsome, and boy, did we pass each other on the way up and down.
Hey, see ya. So how was the Haha Hut this weekend?
It was good. The Chuckle Factory. We made a lot of laughs. We did our thing, and there was a lady that sounded like a seal
that
in the
was
front
funny.
Row.
That was funny.
Did you sell her a koozie?
You know what? She did buy a koozie.
You
as a matter
have
of
said,
fact,
hey, next time you come to a comedy show, shove this koozie in your mouth.
I swear to you, AJ. The whole time. Listen. You can hear.
You recorded it?
Oh, yeah. I record every set. I'm a professional,
so
man. I record. I go back and it's my game film. I go back and listen. Just like we do on the radio. You go back and listen to a show. Same thing.
So you had a good set, even with the seal lady?
Oh, yeah.
Did you address the seal lady?
Oh, I spent like 10 minutes on it. It was the best 10 minutes for me personally on stage. Just because I literally at one point just looked up and said, thank you, Jesus. You sent me this beautiful thing.
Oh, so that 3 minute part, that was just a portion of the
yes.
tirade that you had. It was 10
yes.
minutes long?
It was about 10 minutes, yes.
Wow, and that's the best. That's my favorite is like situational comedy. Like that's I haven't done stand-up in probably 12, 13 years.
Yep.
But if there's somebody funny in the crowd, that's the best for me.
And I think he got served. I mean, she was just served up on a plate. I'm sure Barry, right when he saw it, his eyes lit up and like, wow.
I heard. Well, I was sitting in the back while the MC was on stage, and I thought I heard it. And I was like, no way. I didn't just hear a lady that laughs like a seal. And then I got up there and I opened with my Harvey bit. And then when I finished it, she started, and I was just like, I just stopped and stared at her, and then it was just on after
I've
that.
Wondered that.
10 minutes.
How's the Harvey bit go over in places not affected by Harvey?
Yeah, that's true.
It goes over fine.
They're like, who the hell is Mattress Mac?
Oh, no. It's all in the setup. And a shout out to Sam Damaris, because he's the one that gave me the idea. He goes, listen, every city has a crazy furniture guy. They all have the crazy guy that come down and buy a bed. And
yeah.
So you just got to relate it. I just let him know that Mattress Mac is our crazy furniture guy. He dressed in a mattress, and he jumps up and down screaming about saving you money. And then once they get that, then they can draw the comparison in their mind between that
and their local guy
and a church and Joel Osteen. So everybody pretty much knows who Joel Osteen is.
Yeah, but
is. So
yeah, just, Joel Osteen, he's like worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just letting them figure out who Mattress Mac is. And once, you know, Sam gave me the idea of once you relate to them that it's our crazy furniture guy, then it's done. The joke is sold. So yeah, it's pretty easy to take it around the country and do
so
it.
You have a show tonight, Labor Day show?
No, hell no. As soon as this show's over, I'm driving.
He's got to drive 9 hours.
9 hours?
9 hours. Yeah. And he got a speeding ticket on the way over there.
Okay, you know what? We don't need to give AJ any fodder for any of
that. You put it on Facebook.
Let's discuss this.
No.
What you've spent in gas plus a speeding ticket, you wish you would have flown to Wichita?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
I could have flown to Wichita and back. Because you know what? It's going to end up being cheaper than my flight to LA and back. That's how sad that is.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first ticket in 5 years of comedy for being on the road, my first ticket. Not bad.
How come you guys drive everywhere? Why don't you fly? Cheaper. I mean, how much cheaper, really?
A lot cheaper.
And then when you think about the miles you're putting on your truck.
Especially his big-ass V8 that he's got.
Yeah, that thing's sucking down fuel.
Yeah, you'd be surprised though, and plus, you know, most places that I'm going to was in, you know, 10 hour drive, so it's not it's more convenient a lot of times just to drive out and drive back than
then you think about the value of your time. You're talking 10 hours there, 10 hours back. That's a full day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cheaper, dude. It's $70 one way for gas, and that's a lot cheaper than. You know, $250-$300 on average to fly somewhere.
All right.
I mean, like you said, the life of a stand-up comic.
Glamorous, man.
My threshold is 4 hours.
I mean,
I don't want to be in a car for more than 4 hours. That's my threshold.
Really?
Yeah. 4 to 5. And then I want to take a flight.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No. I mean, so far my longest drive was to El Paso. That was 11 plus hours. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, that's no good. Did you take your wife with you?
No, she's never gone on a trip anywhere.
Oh, with me,
on the road, comedy wise. I mean, we've been on vacations.
So, because she would interfere with you getting strange from Seal Lady, or
no. Which, by the way, I did ask Seal Lady's husband, does she sound like that in the bed? He goes, "Yep." Oh.
That's unbelievable. How do you continue on?
I mean, that would be so distracting.
I would just laugh.
At least you know you're doing it right, because she's like, "Oh, that's it. Oh.
Did Jose send an intern to get him food?
It's actually a newly hired producer, Andrew. He's no longer intern. Andrew
sent another producer to get food.
That's the kind of pull Jose Partida
producer
has.
Andrew?
Yeah, he sent former intern Andrew, now producer Andrew, to go get him some food.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Jose Partida.
Jose of all people. Yep. Like, what do you think he's swinging around here?
He gets one day on the local.
I know.
Side,
now all of a sudden it's like, oh, look at me. I'm a big shot. Gotta get that dude back over there on the network where nobody will ever hear him.
Wouldn't he send him to get like a grilled cheese or something? Because he can't, you know. I mean,
I don't know. Listen, you're on the.
There's thousands of listeners on the network side. You bite your tongue, AJ.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
All right. We got to get to a break. We got one segment to go, and then the Blitz takes over. As you can hear, is Fred in and Jong? Are they both in?
Jong is here. Jong's looking super casual today.
That's like, Jong? I didn't even notice
him. I know. He looks totally different because he's not. Like, I think he's probably got room for his balls to breathe in these jeans. He's wearing just a t-shirt and not some, like, he doesn't look like Raheel today. He's,
he doesn't look like Asian Raheel?
No, he doesn't look like Asian Raheel. He might even have sneakers on. I don't know.
What? I got a glimpse of the yellow and pink hoodie before I left town. I got to say, snazzy.
Yeah.
Really snazzy,
That's
John.
The word for it. Snazzy.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back with one more segment right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of the show, and then the Blitz takes over, and they're here, and that's a good thing for you guys as well. They'll spare you some of the rigmarole that may be going on nationally, because if you hadn't heard, I'm sure it'll be a big topic of discussion. I don't know. The Blitz doesn't strike me as the kind of show that's going to spend a lot of time on it. But if you didn't hear, Colin Kaepernick was named to the he's the new face of the Just Do It campaign for Nike. So make sure you get on hold for 4 o'clock to talk about that with the Blitz.
Hasn't played since 2016, but he's been a Nike athlete before.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, good for him, because a guy that, I mean, I don't know if he was necessarily hurting for money, but he hasn't made an NFL paycheck over the past 2 or 3 seasons. So good for him.
Yep. He is the face. It's certainly controversial. And let's be real, take everything else out of the equation. Super smart by Nike, because they're going to get a lot of run for it.
I was just going to say,
a lot of discussion, good or bad. And, you know, the old saying in marketing is there's no such thing as bad publicity. They're going to get plenty of it, good or bad.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect time. If you're going to sponsor someone like Colin Kaepernick, this might be. Because you do get a bunch of companies like Nike, who are as big as Nike, who have taken a stance on this as well. And they are completely okay with kneeling, which is good. It's nice to see companies actually take an opinion instead of being neutral. So when you have a company as big as Nike that actually takes a stance on something like that and is okay with someone expressing their feelings like that, that's always a good thing.
A couple more news and notes from the NFL, and then I want to talk about this Braylon Edwards situation that happened over the weekend. Jets named Sam Darnold their starter. He'll be the youngest starter in NFL history at 21 years old. Broncos waive Paxton Lynch. The Paxton Lynch era is over in Denver. Bills named Peterman their starter. They traded A.J. McCarron to Oakland on Saturday, and they'll roll with Peterman and Josh Allen, who I'm guessing will take over at some point in the season. Antonio Gates re-signed with the Chargers, and then there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I mean, there's obviously a ton of moves. One of the most notable ones, I think, outside of all of that is the fact that Carson Wentz has yet to be cleared for contact. So,
yeah, I think Nick Foles is officially named the starter for week one. So
there you go.
So it looks like Carson Wentz is not quite healthy enough, and hopefully Nick Foles, for Philadelphia's sake, can continue the momentum that he had from last year. It's going to be pretty important.
Any thoughts on, like, Sam Darnold getting the start? I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. They said he won the job outright, that it was fair and square. I think the thought for a while before the trade was Bridgewater was the guy, that he had the best camp. And then, lo and behold, coming out of camp, they said that Darnold wins the job.
Yeah, all indications say that he actually honestly won the job, but let's be honest, if he didn't, would he not be starting? Or maybe he wouldn't be starting at the beginning of the season, and perhaps they would ease him into the situation. I think you throw him right in there. I think if you're the Jets, you take someone like Sam Darnold and you just test the waters. But
they've done it all the time, right? Like, this isn't the first time they've started a rookie QB.
Nope.
Most of the time, though, I don't believe it's panned out very well. So,
yeah, it's funny because they have Bridgewater on the depth chart, but obviously we know what his situation is. A.J. McCarron going to Oakland, I actually don't think that's a bad deal. For A.J. McCarron, but Bridgewater coming to New York, I actually thought he was okay where he was at, because you never know what that situation over there is.
He's in New Orleans now. He got traded. So
I mean, not the Jets. Yeah, he went to New Orleans. Yeah. But the fact that Sam Darnold is a rookie quarterback, I think you have to play him. and considering what he's done at the college level, despite it being at the college level, it's still something. He proved himself enough to where you have to play him. So I'm okay with him getting the start. So
yeah, and I mean when you consider you invested the third pick in the draft on him, you want some immediate dividends. And let's be real, the Jets probably not making a whole lot of noise this year anyway. So it's a good chance to get him some NFL experience and see what he can do in a year or two. So
absolutely.
All right, this Braylon Edwards thing that broke. This is fascinating to me for a couple of different reasons, and we talk about this all the time, but it kind of relates to what we do for a living as well. But if you hadn't heard, Braylon Edwards, former wide receiver from Michigan, was pretty outspoken about how Michigan looked playing Notre Dame this past weekend, took to Twitter, and basically lambasted the Wolverines program. He said, Ruiz is weak. The line is weak. Shea is scared. Freaking, and I'm using the clean word, freaking Michigan offense is so predictable. Michigan football is sadly one thing, trash. Now, that tweet that he tweeted got him in a bit of trouble because he works for the Big Ten Network.
Right.
They have suspended him indefinitely for his tweet.
I didn't know about the indefinitely part. That makes it even worse. And it did come following Harbaugh making comments that he didn't appreciate what he said about that program. And, you know, for Braylon Edwards, he's a former Wolverine. Like, he's going to be passionate about his, his opinions on that program. And then the way they suspended him was he violated the network's social media guidelines, which I don't know if he has it in his contract. But what does the guideline say, that you're not allowed to say anything bad about the Big Ten Network? Like, what are the guidelines? What part of the guidelines did he violate? So I just think I didn't know it was indefinite. I think you suspend him for a couple of broadcasts and you warn him and you move on from it. But
here's the conundrum that I have is that he's a former Wolverine. So he's an alumni of that school. He should be allowed to give an opinion. If he were to say that about Ohio State and you want to say, hey, look, at the Big Ten Network, you can't bring in your personal rivalries and do all that. But the fact that he played for them, I think he deserves a little leeway to be able to. No doubt he loves Michigan, but I think he should have the leeway to talk about his university, where he played, where he won awards, where he was well-received and has always been well-received. And that should be his right to be able to be critical of Michigan. Obviously, Harbaugh's sensitive. Everybody's sensitive nowadays. Other than the curse word, I really don't see. I mean, he was analyzing that team, and it was a little personal because he played there. But I don't know. I just feel like that's weak sauce to me to suspend a dude indefinitely because he gives out an opinion on his alma mater. Again, Michigan State, Ohio State, if he were to do something like that, then maybe you look at, hey, you can't do that. But even then, it's a tweet. You should just reprimand the dude. Why are you suspending this guy?
And yeah,
what,
he says,
what is the policy? That's what I'm curious about.
Me too, because he said he called Ruiz weak. He called Shea scared. And then Harbaugh spins it as if he's attacking the character of their players. No, he's attacking and criticizing the performance of the players on the field.
Yeah.
But that's the way Harbaugh spun it off. And so, I don't know. We got it 60 seconds. I don't know if you have anything else you want to spit out there until we get going on to the blitz. But yeah, I just think he was attacking the performance on the field. He wasn't attacking their character, but that's the way Harbaugh spun it off. And you know, Harbaugh has a little bit of power being at Michigan.
Of course,
so
he does. We'll see how long he's there. Hey man, I appreciate you guys filling in.
Thanks,
thank
Jose.
You, Nick, for filling in for Joel. Jose, thank you for filling in for Nick. Good news is the blitz is in, so they're up next. Pac-Man Joel will be back tomorrow, so make sure you tune in at 1 o'clock. As always, we appreciate you listening. For Nick, for Jose, I'm Barry. The Blitz is up next. Stay tuned, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if it was your part or not.